You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Pale Wale Dilealde.
Did you just make that up?
Yes.
My name's Rob, and you're listening to episode number 566. Thank you guys for listening. Really, really appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you for your questions. Ooh.
I got a special thank you. Some of you know that Drone You, Rob and myself and Tim, just released another book. That's two books we published in 6 months, Rob.
That's pretty cool. Hopefully they're helping people.
What's even cooler is the fact that you guys, the Drone You members, have gone out and reviewed this book already, and now it's at the top of the list for study guides for part 107. So seriously, thank you very much. It really means the world to me. Thank you to all the students who have passed the 107. Thanks to Drone You and come back and said, yeah, I did this because of Drone You. That really means a lot to us. And I hope that this book will help others. If you're looking for a study guide, you don't want to buy a class, just give me the study guide. It is now available on Amazon. Just search for Drone You Part 107 Study Guide.
Yep, check it out. Very cool.
Definitely. Also, a big special thank you to VideoBlocks.com, who is a subscription-based, copyright-free video and audio site. So whether you need copyright-free music or whether you want to access their whole new collection of Unreal material, VR, AR, we're talking about deep water, fantasy, sci-fi footage, really cool stuff. If you want access to that for free for 7 days, go to videoblocks.com/drone. All right, guys. Well, guess what? More news today.
It's a very newsy week, Paul.
It is. And the news today is Rob grew hair. There it is. All right. Good podcast, Rob.
Can't you tell?
Why is it? Is your head not as shiny today on the show?
I'm looking pretty shiny today. I don't know that there's much hair up there.
Oh, man.
Anyways, we are talking about the fact that the FAA has gone out and restricted flights over military bases, right?
They have come out and they have said very specifically, 14 CFR 99.7 special, I think it's called special use.
Special security instructions.
Gotcha. Special security instructions. They have come out with a very specific restriction. So if you are flying, let's say you're in California, you went to Rancho Cucamonga to go see our good friends at the Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department. And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to cruise the Highway 1 down to San Diego. And you've quickly realized that Highway 1 is blocked by a Navy base. And you're like, maybe this is a good time to fly. And you take off. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Why? In the words of the FAA, operators who violate... Let me read this with my FAA cap on.
Please, this could be fun.
Operators who violate the airspace restrictions may be subject to enforcement action, including potential civil penalties and criminal charges.
Indeed, it sounds pretty serious. So here's my thing, Paul. I'm reading this, and as a layman who doesn't necessarily hate to admit this on air, but understand all these things maybe the way that I should, the way that you and other pilots do, it's a little confusing in terms of what it actually means. So what it says is they've agreed to restrict drone flights up to 400 feet within the lateral boundaries of these 133 facilities, right? So if I'm a pilot and I'm in that scenario that you just described, and I'm within the airbase circle, if you will.
Uh-huh. Which there is a map, and we are going to give you the links to this map. So okay. Now it is there. I already wrote you an email, Rob, with all the links I got to send you for the podcast. So,
beautiful.
You can click the link here. Boop. And now you can see exactly where all these no-fly zones are. In fact, one of the largest no-fly zones, Rob, guess where it is?
New Mexico.
Yes. That's right.
We have a lot of bases
way
here.
Bigger than Washington, D.C. Everyone who's like, oh, the Washington, D.C. no-fly zone is really, really bad. Yeah. You guys have no idea.
We get those calls all the time.
You guys have no idea. We have like 1,000 square miles we can't fly. So
yeah. So
and some of the coolest places ever, by the way, too, like White Sands. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they use that for practice flights.
For bombing.
Yep.
things.
And just practicing. And they practice very, very low.
They do.
Pretty cool, actually.
So what was your question, Rob? I'm sorry.
Well, my question is, it says restrict drone flights up to 400 feet. So that means you cannot fly between 0 and 400.
Yeah, I think they did a very bad job at this PR release. So PR person at the FAA.
But what I could do is...
I think my point is, I think you should say surface. The Department of Defense has agreed to restrict flights from the surface to 400 feet within the lateral boundaries of these 133 facilities. But there are exceptions. You can get a permit to fly within these restrictions, but they must be coordinated with the individual facility.
Okay, so they're talking about this restriction. That is not to say that it's okay to fly above 400 feet. So, for example, if you took off outside of the restricted area and then flew over the restricted area, but you're over 400 feet, you're still not okay.
Well, if I'm flying over 400 feet and I'm not within a 400-foot radius of a building, am I in compliance with 14 CFR 107?
No.
Okay.
All right. You got to get all technical on me.
If you are a hobbyist flying under Part 101,
there you go,
and you fly over 400 feet, are you in compliance with 14 CFR 101?
With 101?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What does it say?
No,
no,
you're not.
All right.
No. So now,
don't fly over 400
feet. Is there
feet.
Any enforcement against it? No, but if you find out, there will be enforcement against hobby drones at military bases. So if you were like, oh, the FAA isn't enforcing anything, this is something that will be enforced, and it's not going to be enforced by the FAA. You're not going to wind up in jail. You're not going to wind up with a little ticket from your nice little second judicial court downtown. Like, you're going to be arrested by military police and probably put in the brig. And if you think jail is fun, try the brig.
Well, and if there is any place that is going to notice your drone in the air,
it's them.
It's in these areas.
Yeah.
You will be noticed.
Yeah. So if you are traveling to the United States, do understand that there are new restrictions to flying your drone, and they are around military bases. And chances are, if you're going to a national park, if you're going to a tourist area of the United States, you really need to check this out, because there are places. In fact, let me look this up really quick. There are places that the FAA has restricted, that they've created new fly zones, and it's not just air bases. So let's go into this map really quick. For example, I'm going to look at a particular dam, right? Let's look at Lake Mead. Let's look at Lake Powell.
Okay.
Let's see what they're saying about the dams, because these are very touristy areas. Okay, so Area 51 is clearly marked on here as a no-fly zone. That's good.
I would think so.
Okay, guess what? Lake Powell is not on there. The critical infrastructure is not on there. All right, let's look at Lake Mead. Even bigger. By the way, it fascinates me that Lake Powell and Lake Mead are connected. I just got to say, that's a long way for water to go. So, okay, Lake Mead. Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Boulder City.
So tell the people where you're looking.
I am looking right now at, and it's funny, I feel like someone who was listening to reggae music made this map, because the title of the map is Visualize It. Visualize It. See the FAUAS dot on the map. I mean, that's literally the title of the map. So.
I love it.
I do too. There is no critical infrastructure listed on here that I can see. So this is strictly for military bases.
Huh. Very cool. So this information that's come out and what the FAA has done, what were you able to do before this? I mean, you still couldn't fly over a base, right?
Technically, you're never supposed to fly over bases. I mean, that's been a rule for manned pilots. But I think the issue is that it was never specific to drones or unmanned aerial systems, which could get really hairy for the FAA. If you heard the John Taylor case, which we're not going to do a podcast on it just yet. It's too soon to do a podcast. They've only had one meeting. It was for about 35 minutes. The judge sounded quite skeptical of the FAA, which is good news, but we will see what happens and we will give that information to you. But if John Taylor is successful, In his case, it could have ramifications on a lot of things, and airspace is one of them, because if drones are not actually defined as aircraft like the FAA says that they are, that could really put us in a tailspin as far as regulations go.
Yeah, and including things like whether or not you can shoot them down.
David Boggs' case.
Mm-hmm.
GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
Never.
If you like drones and you don't want your drone shot out of the sky, support the David Boggs case.
Never miss an opportunity.
GoFundMe.com/drone laws.
Absolutely. All right.
That's going to do it for us today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the reviews. If you found this information good, share it with someone. If you know someone traveling to the United States and they like, they're a photographer, share this with them. Chances are it could save them getting in trouble. And wouldn't you want to save someone from getting in trouble?
Yeah, if you
Rob?
Can help people, go for it.
If it were you, though, I actually would quite enjoy watching you get in trouble.
Ouch.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And I wouldn't actually enjoy watching Rob get in trouble.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.